We all know that the Rebbe told us, on one hand, he said, Tutat Vasir Kent, Ich gib das Iber zu Eich, he's giving it to us. On the other hand, the Rebbe said, but I'll let you know what's the Derech Yeshara to bring Moshiach. I'm going to give you the straight path to bring Moshiach. And that the straight path to bring Moshiach is to learn Gula Moshiach. So how are we putting both things together? If it's our job, so why is the Rebbe giving us the Derech Yeshara? We should figure it out ourselves, etc. So I saw a very geshmaka moshel story that's brought down in Tzavos HaRivosh Ois Kufla Metches. It's page Samach Gimel. And the Baal Shem Tov is explaining a famous Maimer Chazal. The Gemara tells us in Gemara Kedushin, Barasi Yetzahara, the Eibushter created the Yetzahara, but he also created the medicine or the way to deal with the Yetzahara, which is Torah. Torah is the tavlin which we can overcome the Yetzahara. And the Baal Shem Tov says that really, it all came from the Eibushter. The Eibushter created the Yetzahara, and the Eibushter created the way to overcome the Yetzahara. So why does he have nachas from us when we do it? He gave us everything. It's like his game. So where's the nachas from what's being accomplished? And he brings a mashal. Listen to this mashal, which can help us understand this whole Indian. He says, there was once a king or a father that had a son that he loved very much. Now, this son was the nachas of his father. And one day a guest came to the house of the father. And he said, wow, your son, you're telling me you're such a great Talmud Chacham, Eloi, Gavnul Adur. I want to faher him a little bit. What's he learning? A shaila in limud. And he asks him a very strong kasha on a very difficult sugya. And the son is now fidgeting. He's struggling. He can't figure out the answer. And it's a bit of a little bushes for the kid. The son's mom is squirming in a seat because he can't answer the question. So the father, because he loves the son so much, he gave him a few points to think about. He couldn't give him the answer, but he gave him a few nekudais of the sugya. He says, I want you to look at the sugya through a few different ways. He gave him a few ideas, a few points. In the words of the Baal Shem Tov, posach loy pischa bahay alocha, he gave him the tools that he would need to go through the sugya. And now the kid, once he has the nikuda, he was able to go into the sugya. And now when the guest comes back and starts asking him shailas on the sugya, mitamol, the kid is answering klar. And the father has tremendous nachas from this. Even though the father knows that he gave him the tools, but seeing the success of the son gives the father nachas. Now, it goes a step further. When the guest sees how much nachas the father is having by the kid answering the questions correctly, so he asks some more questions. And now, the son already has the confidence to know that he knows the answers. And mitamol, he's answering stronger answers and he's going deeper into the sugya. And the father is having more and more nachas because the father gave the son the yesoides that he can learn the sugya. Now the kid has the confidence to learn. And mitamol, it just grows and grows and grows. The questions get harder, the kid answers better answers, and the nachas to the son, to the father, gets greater. So the same is true, says the Baal Shem Tov, that the Eibishter gave us the Yetzirah. He gave us the Torah, which are the tools which we can handle and deal with the Yetzirah. But at the end of the day, the Nachas is when we actually use those tools and do it ourselves. So I want you to go back a second now. Let's think about it in the context of Chof Ches Nissen, for example, and the Rebbe's Derech Yeshara. The Rebbe gives us the Achrayis to bring Moshiach. He gives us Iber Tzuaich. The son is now struggling. You can imagine the Chassidim that they stood there for nights trying to figure out Latachas Eitza, Malasois, Ve'ech Lasois. What are we supposed to do? What can we do in this world that the Rebbe can't do? So people are coming up with Kabbalah Samalchos. People are coming up with all these wonderful ideas. But they're struggling. They're squirming. They're not being matzliach. So the father, our Rebbe, has tremendous rachmanis on us. On one hand, he wants us to be successful. But he wants it to come from us. So he says, I will give you the derech yeshara. I will give you the direct path. I will give you the Torah tablin. I will give you the keys to Geula. The keys to Geula is learning about Moshiach. And the Rebbe, our Rebbe, has such rachmanis on us, he went a step further. Chassidim, just hearing that they're supposed to learn about Moshiach, it could still remain ba'avir, it could still remain conceptually. What did Rebbe do? Berachim of Agdoilim. The Rebbe took a kuntres that was printed in Eretz Yisrael, Kuntres Dvar Malchus, which when it was printed, people said, what a wacky Kuntres. It was printed in a funny font, and the whole way it was set up. What kind of Kuntres is it? Funny size, etc. Four Sichas on the Rambam. And on Tesvav Ir, the Rebbe personally gave that out to each Chassid. Says, you want to learn Geula Mashiach? You want the key, but you're saying you don't even know where to start. I told you clearly. Maimorim and Lekutei Sichas of Nesi Doireinu. And the Rebbe gave out that kuntres. Now I'll go a step further. It's fascinating to me. The Rebbe announced that after Maariv is going to be Mechalek a Maimer. What did he give out? The kuntres Dvar Malchus. So it comes out in a certain extent that this kuntres is Maimer and Lekutei Sichas of Nesi Doireinu. Because the Rebbe said he's giving out a Maimer. So it obviously has the koyach of the Maimer. And on the other hand, it's for sure from Lekutei Sichas. So somehow this Kuntres Dvar Malchus is Maimer and Lekutei Sichas of Nesi Doireinu. And it was given Miyodei Akdoisha. The Rebbe himself gave out this Kuntres. So you're going to say the Rebbe did everything. But no! The Nachas is when we do it ourselves. We're the one that actually makes that connection. We take the tools, we take the Hadrochav, and the Nachas to the Father is by the Hatzlacha of the Son. And the more Hatzlacha the Son has, the more Nachas the Father gets, and it keeps on going more and more. The Rebbe kept on giving us more and more. Nun Aleph, Nun Beis, when the Rebbe said that he gave it over to us, Mitamol, the Rebbe started giving us the greatest treasures. Sichis of the Dvar Malchus, which were never said before, you would think that after the Rebbe says, I'm giving it over to you, we're going to go back to Sichis, or not even have Sichis. Not only are we getting Sichis, we're getting the deepest Sichis, the most potent Sichis that ever existed before. Why? Because when the Father sees that the Son is working on His Avodah, the Son takes it serious, and is being Matzliach, and He's taking it personal, like the Moshel of the Baal Shem Tov. Then the Father gets more nachas and gives more and more and more. The Rebbe not Chas V'Sholom would never just leave us hanging. But we, and this is causing tremendous nachas ruach l'maylo, we are the ones that could make this happen and will make this happen. And in the words of the Baal Shem Tov, that even though it all comes from the koyach of Hashem, we tell the Eibishter that we know that this causes you tremendous enjoyment. And you are proud of us, and you barimzich with us. Kilu asinu adover ma'itzim yadeinu. As if we did it. As if we did it, even though it's all from the Eibishter. Ubazeh nikir ava aza. This shows the Eibishter's strong love. Vechiba yiseira neida lanu. And the Eibishter's deepest chiba that he shows us, shenikranu bonim lamokim, that we are the children of the Eibishter. And because we are his bonim, he'll give us everything, even allowing us to feel that we did it ourselves, even though it all comes from his koyach. So the Rebbe is telling us, for our benefit, that we should bring Mashiach ourselves, it should be ours, even though we know that it all comes from his koyach. He gave us the Derech Yeshua, he gives us all the koyach to make it happen.